Daniel Bloch, head of the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies, what did he tell the judge?
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me on the show. He told the judge that I will kill you if I find you. That's what he sent in an email to the registrar of the court.
So how do you deal with somebody like this?
Well, you know, since the ruling's been made, the ruling was made on the 9th of May, if my memory serves correct.
Yeah.
And we've got to wait 30 days for Tor to respond, which we know he won't. He's already refused to apologize. And after those 30 days, we'll go back to court and he'll be found in contempt and there'll be an arrest warrant. What's happened in between that is he's gone off the rails completely, posting videos and messages. He's tried to get to me on LinkedIn, calling me a Nazi faggot, and posted things like, I rape children, for example. I mean, it's just the stuff he's saying about Judge Lagrange and the Jewish community, etc., it's amplified. So we've been talking to local authorities, to our legal team, and we're looking to actually have him arrested now. This goes a lot beyond hate speech.
Does the court look at mental health in a case like this? I mean, is that any
particular
factor?
Case.
Is he just a vile human being?
He seems to be a vile human being. I mean, I'm not sure what could be done from a mental wellness perspective if they would look at that. But for now, he's deemed to be sound of mind. He's just extremely hateful. And he's now taking his frustrations out on everyone that's been involved with this Equality Court case.
You know what's so interesting is somebody doesn't just become this. There has to have been a history. And I wonder, you know, it's so interesting. I mean, surely as a comedian, you would. There's a point at which you're going to be funny. I mean, who finds this stuff funny? Do people find him funny?
Not at all. We actually had, after we posted on social media, we had a number of comedians posting to say he's not part of the comedy circuit. When he was quoted as being an aspiring comedian, you know, I'm also an aspiring comedian. I make people laugh. It doesn't mean I'm going to replace Nick Rabinovitz anytime soon.
You see, I'm laughing right now.
Exactly. You see, doesn't mean I can have my own show now and go on tour, although maybe actually I've got a case for it now. But, you know, I think what's happened, you're right. I don't know what's happened to him, what his past was. You know, maybe he got into a fight with a Jewish kid at school. Who knows? Maybe he saw something. But what's more concerning is someone like Tor, and I think there are a lot of people out there that would see these kind of vile posts and the lies and the misinformation and the anti-Semitic tropes. And, you know, if someone feeds into that narrative consistently, if they're constantly viewing it on social media, watching videos, reading the things, someone's bound to decide for themselves that, hey, this must be true if it's being told everywhere, and let's try and act on it. And that's the concern. It's not so much Tor only posting, it's who's reading it, and will someone act on his comments and on his threats?
Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, I was earlier today, and I'll make this quick, I was at the NAB, that's the National Association of Broadcasters, AGM. And
yes.
They're the head of the BCCSA. Her name is Suzanne Lotter, advocate. She stood up and she was talking about different cases that she had. And one of the cases that she mentioned, very controversial, was a podcaster who had on a soccer player who was making all these claims during COVID that COVID doesn't exist. And she said, and the, you know, people wanted to say, well, he should be found guilty of, you know, not being responsible or irresponsible broadcasting. And she said, but hold on a second, who's listening to this podcast, right? Is it people who are going to actually say that a soccer player has got the same professional qualifications and knowledge of a doctor and actually take what the soccer player is saying seriously? And I thought, yeah, in today's day and age where people read half the headlines and think that they know the story, I'm not sure that people should be given that much credit.
Well, you know, the challenging part is that it depends, like you say, who's watching it. If footballers like Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi come out and say something, you guarantee that several million people around the world are going to listen to what they're saying and may believe everything that they're saying.
Sure.
So when you're in a position where you've got power, you've got a public figure, or you've simply got the opportunity to go online, you've got to be very responsible with everything that you say. And there's a lot of misinformation. I mean, we saw the the young Jewish couple killed in Washington, D.C. outside the Jewish Museum last week.
Yes.
I mean, that person screamed Free Palestine, allegedly. And I'm pretty sure, if you read all the articles, they've been subscribing to all these social media groups and these extremist groups and lapping up all of this false information. And obviously woke up one day and decided, well, no one's doing anything about it. I'm going to do something. And that's the challenge. That is the concern. That's right. Why we need to stop these people from posting this nonsense.
Exactly. And I mean, if you look at the Ivy League colleges and look what's happened there, and there you're supposedly speaking to thinkers. So I hear
more astonishing.
Yes, it really is. But what's not astonishing, actually, is the great job that you and the Cape SAJBD are doing. And just
thank you.
Just well done to you guys.